Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3 of the High Performance Playbook. Today we're going to explore how intuition, analytics, and emotions interplay into critical decisions, both in sports and in the boardroom.
All right, let's talk sports analytics. Did you know the industry is projected to hit $4.5 billion in 2025? Mind-blowing, right? It's not just changing how teams play, it's reshaping strategies in business too.
Absolutely. The shift to data-driven decision-making has been transformative. You could argue that the real tipping point was Billy Beane's Moneyball. That approach, it proved that numbers, not just instinct, can create a competitive edge.
Right, I love that story. Beane just flips traditional baseball on its head. I mean, rather than chasing big, flashy players, he used data to grab undervalued talent. Iconic move.
Exactly. And his strategy didn't just stay in sports, it seeped into industries like finance, tech, even healthcare. Businesses started leveraging data in a similar way, identifying untapped opportunities while minimizing risks.
And it sounds so natural now, but back then, a total culture shock. I remember Tay sharing a story about her college team trying to track workout stats manually, just spreadsheets and calculators, like no tech. The leap to today's AI analytics is crazy.
It really is. We've moved from such basic tracking to systems where AI processes massive data sets almost instantaneously. It's not just about understanding performance anymore. It's about predicting outcomes, optimizing efficiency, and even redefining strategy entirely.
So cool. And we're scratching the surface here. Just imagine where it's heading. Wearable tech, machine learning, all these ways to predict injuries or fine-tune training. It's almost like sci-fi.
And it's real. We'll dive into those next because they're fundamentally reshaping the on-field experience and beyond.
Exactly, Carly. Wearable tech, machine learning, predictive analytics. It's incredible how these innovations are fundamentally reshaping the on-field experience and even taking us to that futuristic edge you mentioned.
Definitely. The way AI and wearables are transforming data collection is unprecedented. These devices aren't just tracking steps or heart rates anymore. They're giving us insights into muscle fatigue, injury risks, even mental performance. It's next level.
But here's my question. How much of this is actually practical for athletes? I mean, it's cool to have all this data, but how do coaches and players use it without getting overwhelmed?
That's the key question, isn't it? This is where machine learning steps in. Instead of just drowning in numbers, algorithms can sort through complex data sets, highlighting only the actionable insights. Think of it as having an assistant that filters the noise and shows you exactly what adjustments are needed, right down to the individual player level.
Okay, so you're saying it's kind of like a hyper-smart assistant for coaches during practice sessions and games?
Exactly. Absolutely that. For instance, you can monitor a player's workload in real time to avoid overtraining injuries, or notice when a player's mobility slightly changes, which could signal a risk of strain. It's like car diagnostics, but for athletes.
Okay, wow. I need to hit pause because that's a total game changer. But you know what it reminds me of? Salesforce, where you're uncovering actionable insights for businesses. Same mindset?
You nailed it. It's incredibly similar. At Salesforce, we talk a lot about high-performance culture, and that's driven by turning data into actions. Much like these sports tools, we're sifting through customer data for insights that drive business strategies. And just like in sports, it's not about having more data, it's about knowing how to use it.
So whether you're coaching athletes or leading a sales team, it boils down to this: a balance of trusting your instincts but backing that trust with data.
Exactly. It's a fine balance. As much as I trust the data, you can never completely sideline intuition, especially when you're facing nuanced, high-pressure decisions. We'll shift gears into that balance a bit more shortly.
Ooh, the tension between intuition and analytics. I love it. Let's absolutely dive into that transition next. You mentioned that fine balance between intuition and analytics. It's such an intriguing point. I mean, how often can we honestly let the numbers tell the whole story? Sometimes you just need to trust your gut, don't you think?
Absolutely. And you're hitting on something critical here. Decision-making, especially in high-pressure environments, is rarely black and white. Intuition, backed by years of experience and pattern recognition, plays a massive role when there's ambiguity or when data doesn't have all the answers.
Right? I mean, think about Google's Project Oxygen experiment where they analyzed leadership data to improve manager performance. They looked at so much qualitative data, like it wasn't just the hard numbers. That balance between quantitative and qualitative was what really transformed their management approach, right?
Exactly. They took what could have been just abstract insights, paired it with actual metrics, and created actionable steps. And it worked. But the key isn't just gathering data. It's being open to listening to what your intuition might be saying in tandem. This is where we can also tie in emotional bookending, something from sports coaching that translates beautifully into corporate practices.
Ah, emotional bookending. Wait, remind me how that plays in decision-making?
Sure. Emotional bookending is about identifying how you're feeling at the start of a decision and how you want to feel after making it. It forces you to slow down, consider the emotional stakes, and make space for a clear-headed choice. For example, as a coach, I've used this when deciding whether to bench a key player based on analytics versus trusting their instinct to perform. It's a blend of weighing both perspectives without rushing to judgment.
Oh, I love that. And it makes me think of one time during soccer. I had like a million things happening on the field, but my coach yelled to just go with my read on a fast break. I winged it, hurdled the goalie, and boom, scored. Was it calculated? No, but it worked.
Exactly. Your intuition kicked in because you'd been in similar situations before and recognize patterns unconsciously. That's a lot like leadership or strategy. You don't always have time to pause and analyze every little detail. Sometimes you just know.
And knowing when to trust yourself is the real challenge, isn't it? Like, okay, when does intuition win? And when do you lean on data?
It's about context, really. In moments of high uncertainty, where data is incomplete or overwhelming, intuition steps up. But when you're looking at structured challenges, say optimizing training plans or analyzing customer trends, you absolutely want the numbers to lead. The real magic happens when the two inform each other instead of competing.
All right, I think we've cracked it. You need both, intuition and data working hand in hand. Final thoughts?
I'd just say this, whether you're on the field, in the boardroom, or anywhere in between, don't underestimate the power of balance. Lean into analytics when clarity is needed, but never dismiss your instincts. That's what gets you to the best outcomes.
Perfect takeaway. And listeners, if you're as hyped as I am about all of this, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you a numbers first person or more intuition driven? Let us know, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks, everyone.
See you next time.